Welcome to Sorry I Offended You. This is Brandon Marshall Havener. Today I want to talk about the beef between Greta Thunberg versus Andrew Tate. I know that I haven't pronounced Greta's last name correctly. So for most of this video, I'll just say Greta versus Tate. So anyway, if you don't know what happened, I am not a news reporter and that's not the purpose of this video to break down everything that happened, but I will summarize it real quick. Andrew Tate fired shots at Greta, bragged about having 33 Bugattis or some shit. Greta fired back saying that he has small dick energy and said, you can email me at blah, 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 small dick energy for complaints or whatever it may be. I may be messing some of this stuff up. You can look it up yourself if you want. And then Andrew Tate made a video. There's a pizza box in the video. The phone number of the pizza box was a local pizza place. And people are assuming that the pizza box led to the arrest. To me, that just sounds like a shitty fucking mystery, low budget mystery film that in the year of 2022, we're hunting people down over pizza boxes and acting like the government officials don't have information on us of where we swiped our credit cards and where we checked in and all this other stuff and how we've traveled. But yeah, let's pretend that it was a pizza box. I guess that makes things more interesting. So anyway, without that out of the way, what I really want to talk about in this video is the circus that ensues with this. Personally, I found this out from a tweet and then I saw it as a trending topic. I looked it up, and when I saw them going back and forth, I thought, this is dumb. This is extremely dumb. People are hyping up her clap back at Andrew Tate, and I'm like, that's very mid. That's not a big deal. But I dug deeper into the psychology and why people are hyped up about this. And I'm going to go into some of the things that I have written on this topic in the past 24 hours that I feel like is very valuable. But I also want to summarize that what I feel is happening right now is that people are reacting off of their wounds and it's stirring division. So you have the woman who knows an archetype, a man that is like Andrew Tate, and then she sees Greta fire back at him. She gets really hyped up about something that's not really a huge comeback, but it's, yeah, finally someone put that asshole in his place, because we're reacting based off their archetypes. We're dehumanizing these people and then using it to respond with our wounds, which in the end, it makes us easier to manipulate. Then you have the people trashing Greta, who has some sort of wound towards a feminine or someone that reminds them of Greta. Now, personally for me, I don't think it's healthy to pick either side, at least strongly, at least obsessively. I don't think it's healthy to deeply hate one of these people since we don't know the whole story. We don't know if the allegations are real about Tate. We don't know Greta's life story, like why she's in the position she's in or what her daily life is like. And we're arguing with each other and tearing each other apart over these public figures, that there could be an argument that they're both fucking actors and they're there to influence us to tear each other apart. So anyway, I'm going to pull up my screen to some things I have said. And here we go. So I commented on Sarut's post here. I'll read it, and this is not me fully disagreeing with her. I think we're approaching it in different ways, but I think both of our intentions are to see the ridiculousness in both sides. And maybe both of us are leaning different ways, but I think I want to commend her for allowing the open conversation in here. But I'm going to go over the whole post just to do some catch up. She says, if you're a grown man picking internet fights with teenage girls, you're not an alpha. Especially if the teenage girl wins. This is what happens when you don't recycle your pizza boxes. So it's like dunking on him. And I don't fully agree with dunking on him. I don't fully agree with the comments, a lot of the comments in this post. But I can respect the ability to have the conversation. So I said, Andrew Tate says a lot of wild shit. A lot of true shit, too, that can appeal to a man or anybody tired of the woke nonsense. Greta responding to him can easily have women who are tired of the Tate archetype cheering for her, even if the insult isn't really as witty as advertised. In my opinion, they both play a major role in dividing us and serving an extremely disturbing agenda. Even though a man could relate to Tate, I suggest not following him off a cliff. And just because a woman could be fired up about her clapping back at him, she is also leading her side off a cliff with this. And then I go into saying, I also think the cheering for his downfall, based on information we aren't complete on, I meant to say aren't complete on, is very close to the issue we have with cancel culture. If he's found guilty, he deserves to be in jail. Cheering for this man suffering before being found guilty is not necessary. So the thing is, like, the only thing that can come out of this situation if we fight each other is our own demise. What I say here, the division that Andrew Tate versus Greta Thunberg, I know she said it, whatever, serves a very disturbing agenda. Cheering for either side serves the purpose of your own demise. And I say that again, cheering for either side serves a purpose for your own demise. And some people ask me, why would cheering for Greta be serving our demise if she's a climate activist? And I was pretty open about that as well. I don't want to get into the climate argument, but I do want to say this. Also, maybe to clarify, the climate grift isn't the core of the demise of rooting for Greta. The demise is having your nervous system jacked up on demand. My point really is that we've been manipulated to rooting for teams in conversations like this that put us in a state to be easily manipulated. This whole thing is stupid to fight about. Most people fighting each other is against human trafficking and against destroying the planet. But we get so tribalistic, we make drastic assumptions about each other and give radical meaning to minor differences of opinion. This pattern enslaves us. It mentally enslaves us. So that's my opinion there. I think it's destructive to really be rooting this on and to be joining in on the circus. This is the same energy that brought us into 2016. It reminds me a little bit about Trump versus Hillary. And really, as a society, could we even demand better leaders if the majority of us are playing in this divide and conquer circus? Do we really have anybody but ourselves to blame if we're disappointed in the leaders that we elect and the power that we give over to others? When does this stupid division game? I have high hopes that we're going through cycles and that by 2025 we'll start to unbind from this destruction and divide and conquer bullshit. But I want to read one more thing from myself and why I've decided to stop being so tribalistic or less tribalistic, because I was always aware of the tribalism, but how I've been becoming more aware. Let's just say that. So toward the end of this year, I've unfollowed a lot of political accounts I agreed with. Not because I don't like them or I don't support them, but because it was constantly inflaming my nervous system and putting me in fight mode. I realized a bigger message needed to come through for me personally, and for that to be narrowed in on one political perspective was no longer serving me. It also makes it easy for me to be put into a political box. I want to speak on ideas that are important, but I don't want to turn into a political commentator. I still believe we are in a psychological war. A big component of the psychological war is divide and conquer. We could all have similar values, but when we are at each other's throats, at the most petty differences, I cannot expect the other side to stop feeding into the narrative if I am actively feeding into the counter narrative. So maybe it's time for us to stop and pause. Maybe it's time for us to stop the fanboyism, the fangirlism, and to think that, and to put people that we don't know above our own morals and values. And to stop painting ourselves and each other into political boxes, which makes the divide and conquer tactics, the us versus them narrative, so easy to implement. because together we are stronger. I give one example. The man Jeffrey, I won't say his last name, the guy with the island, because I don't know what can be flagged here. But I want to say this. Everyone is against the idea of human trafficking or child trafficking. And this Tate thing brings up the human trafficking thing and makes it a thing to insult the other party. But we still don't have the details of the client list of Mr. Jeffrey. So my point is that if the entire left and the entire right and everybody in between, if we were all on the same page and instead we started conversations of things that we agreed with or things that we do stand against and more things that we want to see in society and saw the humanity in each other, would there even be a possibility of being able to hide that client list of those of the celebrities and politicians who were on that island if we started with values first instead of being loyal to a political tribe? Is it really left versus right, or is it the political tribalism that is truly tearing us apart? Do we really have to be loyal to a certain political party in order to live in an amazing way and to improve the quality of the planet, to improve the quality of life, and stop some of the deepest, darkest exploitations that happen in today's life? And that's my question to you. Is being on Team Tate or Team Greta really serving a higher purpose? Is it really making the world a better place? Or is it just another distraction? Or is it just a way to get us emotionally inflamed, either angry or sad or upset or fearful, and to just spew it into the collective to bring the entire collective down? And the thing is, I'm willing to just put it all down and allow my message to be even a higher service than it was last year. And I invite others to do the same. So let me know what you think in the comments below. What are your thoughts on this? Let's have a conscious conversation about this. Let's have a high-level conversation about this instead of being at each other's throats and making somebody else a bad guy because they have a different opinion. And let's stop making these archetypes either heroes or villains and dehumanizing people and thinking that somebody is all evil or all good and see the duality in humanity. Thank you for listening. This is Brandon Marshall Havener signing out.